What are you really wearing into the public square today? Your flesh or Jesus Christ himself? When the doors of your day swing open, are people seeing your frustration and jealousy or Christ's humility, kindness, and power in you? In this devotional, we'll walk through Romans, Galatians, and Colossians to discover what it truly means to put on the Lord Jesus Christ at work, at home, and in every conversation. Let this short word recalibrate your heart so that you step out fully clothed in Christ. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you're enjoying today's word as we dive into the Word of God together. It's going to be a great day. We are in Romans chapter 13, and we're talking about our series, Loving Our Neighbor as Ourselves. And so if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal to change the heart so that we change the public square. Finally, if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, and many of you have come online in helping us do this, we want to thank you for your generosity. It really does help us move things forward here in the state of Washington, where we defend and advance biblical values in the public square. So let's dive into today's word. Today it's called Putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read the scriptures together. It says this: owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves is his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this knowing that the time that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly in this day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but, so we're not supposed to do all these things, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lust. So we're in this final verse and we're breaking it in half. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's our big idea for the day. Living for a Christian living is not just about avoiding sin, but about clothing yourself with Christ himself. And our question is, when people interact with you, do they mostly see you or do they see Jesus? So as you go into that public square today, think about those things. Are you putting on the Lord Jesus Christ as you enter into that workplace? Do you remember that old show, People's Court, where they would, the both doors would fly open and the plaintiff or the defendant would walk through those doors and it would make that sound about People's Court? I just think of that today. As you have those doors of today thrown open and you walk in, have you put on your jacket? Have you put on your clothing of Jesus Christ today? It is incredibly important that we do this, because if not, you're just wearing your flesh and you're exposing your humanness to everyone around you, and God wants you fully, fully clothed. It makes an incredible difference, as we know. So let's do a supporting scripture, Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. It says, for all of you who were baptized into Christ Jesus have clothed yourself with Christ. So if you have been baptized into Jesus Christ, you have clothed yourself with Christ. So the Bible is clear. At salvation, we're baptized into Christ, right? Our life in the spirit realm, it immerses us into the things of Christ, and we are resurrected. We are new creations in the spirit realm. Also, through water baptism, we go death to life, right? It's an outward sign of our inward faith. And so we know that if we've been baptized into Christ Jesus, we have clothed ourselves with Christ. What does that mean? Christ died on the cross for our sins. We put on humility, self-reflection, the ability to look at our own contribution to conflicts. Christ fed the hungry, the poor. He took care of them. What do? We are the first to share Jesus and feed the hungry, the poor. It is not a social gospel. It is the gospel with action. And so we clothe ourselves with Christ. I love this. Clothe yourself with Christ. So we got humility. We got the power of the Holy Spirit that is now dwelling inside of you. Christ was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And we know that it says that if he hadn't gone away, we wouldn't have that same spirit living inside of us. But we live in that spirit now. Therefore, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor freeman. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. We have unity in Christ Jesus. We have a newness of life in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise. God has called you and set you apart. You are clothed with Jesus. And so that is where I want you to think about today. What are you wearing into the public square? Are you wearing frustration, anger, resentment, bitterness, jealousy, strife? Are you wearing the very things of God? Peace, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Are you putting on truth today, or are you lying to yourself? Are you wearing the mind of Christ? Are you listening to the schemes of the enemy or listening to the word of God that is directing you to walk towards him? So Galatians 3:27, let's look at one more scripture, Colossians 3:12. All right, Colossians 3, verse 12. Here we go. It says this. So as those who've been chosen by God or of God, holy and beloved. Okay. So this is what we're clothing ourselves with. Put on a heart of compassion, put on a heart of kindness, of humility, of gentleness, and patience. So we put those things on. Those should be natural byproducts of the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us. At the same time, there should be an intentionality to saying, I am going to be a compassionate person today. I'm going to walk in kindness. I'm going to walk in humility, gentleness, and patience today. Now, each of these areas, I can just be frank and transparent with you, I struggle with. And it's because I forget to put them on daily. Now, that doesn't mean they go on, off, on, off. I'm not saying that. I am saying that these areas of life, when we are in this flesh, can sometimes get forgotten, that this is who we truly are. You truly are a compassionate person. How do I know that? Jesus Christ dwells inside of you. You are truly a kind person. Why? Because Jesus Christ dwells inside of you. You are a person filled with humility. Jesus Christ dwells inside of you. You're gentle and patient because Jesus Christ dwells inside of you. Now, make sure you put that on. Maybe you're a mom and you're sitting at home and you're like, you've lost your patience with your kids. Remind yourself that Jesus Christ dwells inside of you. Put on patience and gentleness. It says, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against another, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So finding that place of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not a feeling. It is a contract. It is a contract at the foot of the cross. And that contract says, because Jesus died for my sins and for that person's sins, I release this bitterness, this anger, this resentment over to the throne room of God. It is no longer mine to judge. It is his to carry. That's the contract we have. It is so freeing to forgive. And so to take and be free in God's forgiveness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray as we go into the public square today that we will put on Jesus Christ. God, that we would make no provision for the flesh. We will allow your word to set deep into our hearts and into our minds, God, that you are going before us. And so, Lord, we know that Jesus died on that cross for our sins and rose again that we may have eternal life. And so we put that on humility, gentleness, kindness, patience. God, go before us today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.